baby, it's me. Are you on your way to Cat's house? Yeah? Good. How does your costume look? Cutie. I can't wait to see the finished product. Yeah, mine came out great. I actually made some last-minute changes. I think you're gonna like them. Hey. We're almost done setting up for the party over at her place, but you know what? My dits of a sister didn't buy any candy. I know. Who forgets the Halloween candy on Halloween? I swear, me and my sister look basically identical, and yet I got all the brains. She is such a dumb bimbo. Anyway, could you be a total hero and stop at a store on the way? Grab like 4 or 5 bags of minis? Yeah, like a mix of stuff. I know it'll probably be a zoo tonight, but that's what husbands are for, right? I'm excited to get spooky with you tonight, sweetheart. Thank you so much for doing this little errand for us. You take your time and drive safe, okay? There's plenty of time before the party starts. Hey, I love you so much. I always have. Okay, smooches. Bye. Hey, baby. Oh, my hero. Thank you for getting the candy. Do you like my new costume? I know. I said I was gonna be a Supreme Court justice, but well, Kat had this slutty nurse costume and I just liked it way better. Cute, right? I personally like the fishnets and the skirt. Oh my gosh, it's so short, my ass is poking out. Huh? Yeah, of course I'm fine with being dressed like this. It's Halloween. When else do I get to dress up like a total whore? Am I right? What do you mean I'm being weird? No, I'm just excited for the party. Plus, we both had a couple shots already, and no, you can't come in yet. You have to say trick or treat. Yes, I'm serious. Say it. Do you want a trick or a treat? Maybe a little bit of both. Come on inside. You didn't miss much with the decorating. We were just having girl time. Oh, I always wanted to kiss you. I mean, I love kissing you. You want to sneak upstairs and fool around a little? Well, Kat is getting ready. She's got like a ton of makeup to do, so it'll take her a while. You know my twin sister. She's terrible with time management. Come on. I want to sneak into an empty room and hook up like a couple of 18-year-olds. We don't get nearly as frisky as we used to ever since we got married. Do I really have to give you the hard sell on getting some action from your sexy wife while she's dressed up in a slutty nurse costume? Come on, dude. Be a stud, not a dud. Let's go. Come, come, come. Yeah, I know it's her room. Whatever. She won't mind. She's a dumb slut. Stop saying that. I am not acting weird. Just grab my ass. My ass seems fatter than usual. Honey, that is so nice of you to notice. I've been working on it at the gym. When have I been going to the gym? Well, you know, at night. Look, you ask a lot of questions for a guy who's about to get so lucky it hurts. Why don't you shut up and go along for the ride, eh? What noise? Oh, I don't hear anything. No, it's probably just her busted heat. She was telling me she needs to call a guy to fix it. It's fine. Excuse me. Here. Sit on that chair over there. Because I'm gonna give my man a lap dance. That's why. Now sit. Doctor's orders. My, you have been a very bad patient today. So difficult. I heard all the doctors are very concerned about you. We need to keep you overnight for more observation. Oh, what's that I feel between your legs? Is this naughty nurse grinding her plump ass on your crotch getting you thick, sir? Are you getting thick and hard and throbby for me, daddy? I hate the word daddy. What the fuck are you talking about? No, I don't. It's my favorite word. Well, on Halloween, we get to be someone different. Daddy. Daddy. Oh, that cock is getting so big. I can feel him straining to get out. Should your pretty nurse let him out so I can give him a proper physical exam? I mean, we need to make sure everything is in proper working order. Sit down. If you keep squirming, I'm gonna have to restrain you, Daddy. Yes, I am fucking serious. Don't ask any more questions about the sounds coming from the closet. I told you, it's the heat. That's it. You're getting restrained. I can't work like this. I need absolute cooperation from my patients. There we go. Now your wrists are secure. And let's just make sure your legs stay still, too. Oh, there we are. Not going anywhere now, are you, Daddy? Good boy. If you're a good patient, you might get a lollipop for the road. So what do you say we get these fucking pants off, eh? I need to conduct my examination. Up. What even is your costume, anyway? Kinda sucks, to be honest with you. How hard did you even work on this? Such a boy. You don't mind if I take the rest of it off of you, do you? Good. Oh, golly. Baby, you have such a beautiful dick. Wow. Oh, it's so perfect. I love this cock. Do I tell you that enough? Hey, don't look at the closet. Look at me. Look at my hot fucking face. Look at my smoky expression. My heavy-lidded eyes. I'm so fucking horny for my goddamn husband right now. And I'm praising the perfect fucking dick I married. When's the last time I gave you head?
What? That's fucking outrageous and unacceptable.
I mean, that has been too long, sweetie. We need to make up for lost time. My hubs needs a sensual, loving, attentive, moany, groany, increasingly nasty blowjob from his slutty nurse wife. Does that sound good? I said, does that sound good? Good. Now shut up and let me suck your fucking dick. Don't worry about that noise, sweetie. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't I put on a sloppy little spit show for your dick? Yeah? Why don't I fucking bottom it out in my throat, accumulate all kinds of nasty, thick drool, and then spit it up all over your fat rod? Yeah? First, I'll take your cock as deep as it'll go. cock gag. Let's do more. Let me put my hands under your ass so I can fully inhale your fucking cock down my throat. No air for me. Just dick. Let me swallow till my full fucking face is in contact with your pubes. God, this is super hot. Spit show for my hubby. Messy girl. Am I being a good spit-covered whore daddy? Oh, daddy. Oh, I fucking love being a whore. Whores have way more fun. I'm being so ganky right now. You're so lucky you married me and not my sister. Do you love me? Oh, I love you too. Oh my God, I'm such a bitch. Well, you have no idea what a fucking bitch I am. Ha ha ha. Oh, I'm so fucking good. I'm pretty girl for daddy. Pretty, pretty, pretty girl. Oh, fuck. I think my beautiful husband needs to come down my throat. Hey, hey, ignore it, baby. Come on, come on. You're getting the most wild head of your life, and all you can think about is the noise in that stupid closet. Baby. What if I fully slam my throat down on you as hard and fast as I can until you come? Mom. Would that be enough to hold your attention? Does my prince want to come down his wife's slutty throat? What do you mean? I've never acted this way before. That's the whole point, baby. It's Halloween. And on Halloween, we get to be someone we're not. Yes. Ah. Oh, God. Oh, my poor patient's balls were so backed up. Did I carry you with my bad little throat, Daddy? Oh, good. That makes me so happy. Oh, okay, baby. Yeah, I guess it's okay. It's time to finally show you what all the noise is about. Are you ready? So, that wild-ass skank whore blowjob was your treat. Here's your trick. Ta-da! Oh, what do you think, baby? Do you get the trick? I'm not your wife. I'm her twin sister. I'm Kat. It's been me this whole time. And this naked, tied up, bound, and gagged little pig is your stupid wife. Are you that fucking stupid? I know we're identical, but come on. There's no way in a million years your wife would give you the nasty girl head I just gave you. And you believed that line about my ass getting fat at the gym? Please. When is the last time she went to the gym? I have always had a fatter ass than her. Men are so fucking oblivious. Or, maybe you did know, and you chose to ignore it. Not happy. She's been in my closet this whole time watching you get fucking blown. The woman you married just watched you blow your load down her sister's throat. And she watched you enjoy the fuck out of it, too. Should we hear what she has to say about it? I mean, I think we should let her speak her mind a little. What do you think, sis? Here.
You fucking bitch, you psycho, I will fucking kill you for this. I can't believe you fucking...
Oh my goodness, what a vulgar mouth on you. That's enough of that. Oh my goodness, she's mad. What's her problem? Anyway, this is my Halloween trick for both of you. I've always been in love with you, Daddy. You're the one that got away. But my sister here got to you first. Just like that stupid American musical that everyone's so gay for. And I have just had to sit back and watch the years go by as she clearly doesn't give you the love and attention you deserve. Hey, do you ever think about me? Have you ever fantasized about getting with your wife's hotter, wilder sister? Well, now you have. So, where am I going with this? Well, how exciting. Tonight, I'm giving you a choice. Yeah, I have like a whole master plan thing going on here. Just... I decided to take the reins on our Halloween costumes this year. She wanted to be a Canadian Supreme Court justice, but they kind of all look like Santa Claus, and that does not work for Halloween at all. So I decided my sister should instead dress up as a fucking pig. Naked, tied up, ready for the fucking slaughter. I wanted to put an apple in her mouth, but she kept spitting it out like a bitch. And I, here, went with the classic sexy nurse. Oh, I need 300 milligrams of liquid Viagra stat. Complete with a hypodermic needle prop. I mean, it's not a prop. It's real. And it's full of my own personal cocktail of sildenafil, tadalafil, all the fills, really. I've kind of perfected it over the years. And now,
I'm going to shoot it right into the artery in your groin. Hold still, there no longer. Ta-da. Ooh, instant erection. Wow, it's really straining, too. Jeez, I might have overdone it. So, here's how this is gonna go. You are gonna fuck me stupid in the pussy, and your bitch wife there is gonna lie helplessly and watch. Aw, you're saying no? Okay, then I guess I won't give you the antidote. Oh, did I not tell you? Oh my goodness. Yeah, there's also this slow-acting poison in that shit that I just shot up into your body, so... So, you gotta fuck me. Make me scream, fill me up with cum, breed my womb, and then I'll save your life and let my sister go free. Well, that's the deal, bro. Take it or leave it. Do or die. Literally. Oh, she's so dramatic. Ooh, good choice. Smart man. I'm gonna cut your tape bonds, okay? But don't do anything stupid, or I won't tell you where the antidote is. Good boy. Should I take your wife's tape off her mouth? Well, she will have to promise not to scream like a bitch. You promise?
Mm-hmm.
Good girl.
Ow! Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. It's okay. It's okay, baby. Just do what she says and it'll be over soon, okay?
Will it, though? Or will he get addicted to my bad girl pussy and psycho whore mouth and leave you forever to be with the better woman?
You're crazy. You're insane.
Yeah, huh? Now, Daddy, I'm gonna rip a hole in my fishnets and slide my panties off and get on the floor. I want you to take me from behind. I mean, you like that fat ass so much? Flap that shit from behind and get me fucking pregnant, Daddy. Come on, Daddy. I'm ovulating like a motherfucker. And that's why my pussy is making me extra fucking psycho tonight. Come on, look. Oh, you know you want it. Come on, Daddy. Oh, I'll spread it for you. Ooh, doesn't my pussy look so drippy and tempting? Oh, is my whole crotch shiny with girl cum, Daddy? Oh, it's just begging to get fucked and bred. Knock me up, Daddy. Come on, fuck a baby into me. Oh, and you should probably get a move on because the guests will be here any second.
Do it, honey, for us. Oh, good boy.
Oh, fuck, he's so good. Oh, you dumb bitch. Oh, if you had just been a better wife for him, then we wouldn't be in this situation. I had to intervene.
You are fucking evil.
Dadoy, I'm an evil twin. God, you're such an idiot. Oh, hey, Daddy. Start fucking my cunt already, would ya?
Yes.
Fuck. I don't know, sis. I think he's enjoying it. it. If he was gonna hate fuck me and get it over with, he'd be fucking me like a jackrabbit. Oh, but he's being all luxurious about it. Oh, it's taking his fucking time. Oh, he likes this pussy. Ask him, sis. Ask him if he likes that pussy. Do you like that pussy, baby? Oh, that's a big yes. You can pick up the pace a little, daddy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, that is so good, daddy. Oh, shit. I've
seen him like that.
Yeah, fuck me, deep.
Manly.
Oh, he is a fucking stud. Oh, my God, baby, you are such a stud. Tell him what a stud he is. Oh, yes, daddy, go.
No.
Do it, or I leave you tied up for when the guests get here. Tell him.
He's a stud.
Oh, yes. Yes. Mean it.
You're a stud, baby.
Say it sluttier.
I don't know how.
Well, fucking try, you naked tied up pig. Go.
Daddy.
You can do better. Oh, my God. Oh, he's wrecking my shit so good.
You are a fucking stud, Daddy.
Tell him he deserves both of our pussies.
You deserve our pussies.
Yes. Tell him to knock me up.
Daddy, you're a fucking
louder.
Stud.
Get her pregnant, fuck. Daddy. Please knock her up. You're a fucking stud. You deserve
all the twin pussy you can have.
Yeah. Fuck her. Fuck a baby into my sister. Yes.
You can have both of our pussies.
Fucking both of them whenever you want.
Shit.
You're a stud. You're a stud.
Into my raw
pussy.
Fuck.
Fuck my sister. Do it. Fuck her. Fuck her. Breed her.
Oh my God.
Breed my sister.
Breed me.
Breed me. Breed me in front of your fucking wife.
You're a stud.
Such a stud. Oh, fuck. I'm a psycho fucking whore. I'm a psycho fucking whore. Psycho fucking whore. I am a psycho fucking whore. I'm a psycho fucking whore. Oh, I'm a psycho fucking whore.
You're such a stud, daddy.
Oh my God,
yes,
this is what I fucking wanted. Oh my God. Oh, fuck.
Oh my God.
Wow. Oh my God, happy Halloween to me. Antidote? What are you talking about? Oh, right. Oh my God, duh. That was a lie. I didn't poison you, idiot. I'm not that crazy. Oh, well, I guess I'll leave you two to talk this whole thing out. I'm gonna go downstairs and greet the guests with your cum leaking out of my pussy, daddy. Oh my God, okay, see you both down there. So, was she right? Did you like her better? I love you, honey. I forgive you. And I will try and be more sexually attentive to you. Could you untie me and find me some clothes? Will you just take me home? What? You're gonna stay and go to the party? Why? You wanna fuck her again? Are you fucking kidding me? What? Oh, my God.